that can happen and make people who are supposed to be great look foolish and live a foolish life. A very good example is David. David, in the spirit, the demonic forces manipulated the whole system and made him to be the most hated and the most abandoned child. Yet, in God's calendar, he was a king. In the family, he was the least. You are not getting it. So you can be manipulated in the spirit and die a beggar while you're a billionaire. I'm talking to somebody right here. Now, the whole family of King Saul, he was, in fact, when they were looking for somebody to go and look for, donkeys, you understand? They said, oh, our donkeys are missing. They said, the one who can go to look for them is Saul. You're not getting it. Maybe you think it was something to do with, it was fun. It wasn't. He was sent to the mountains to look for a missing donkey while his brothers were having tea. Because in the spirit realm, he was manipulated by demonic forces that he is useless. But when he met a prophet said, you are a king. And everything began to change because a prophet discovered who the man was, which people could not see he was. Am I talking to somebody here? You can now imagine how many people have died useless and foolish. Well, they are not foolish and useless. You can now imagine how many people are in debt, yet in the realms of the spirit, they are not poor. Somebody say, every manipulation around me.
Every manipulation around
me. Come out.
Come out.
I'm telling you. Hey. You will live like a foolish man. Well, in the spirit, God says, "You, this is not who you are." Can I give a very good example?
Yes.
Am I allowed to give you further examples? Okay. Let me give you more examples. So, let's talk about Peter. So, Peter, the man, was so frustrated because the whole night couldn't catch a fish. I have always asked this question myself. So where was that fish? It was in the same what? But there was a manipulation in the spirit. When he cast a net, he catches nothing. Jesus comes and says, no, cast again. The same place he was casting, there was a fish. You can invest, you can do things, the same things that actually catch nothing, because in the spirit, there was a rule and a law to frustrate Peter. Peter was so frustrated and he was packing his nets, and Jesus said, cast again. According to fishing, you can't catch that type of fish, the Peter's fish, in the deeper waters. But that's where Jesus said, cast it there. The nets almost broke. The money you will make after tonight. The doors that will open. You even say, but I was doing the very same things. Because we are going to remove the manipulation. I don't know if you're getting me or you are. There are manipulations in the realms of the spirit that can make somebody with a degree, educated guy, but is living like a beggar. Well, people who are less qualified are living like kings. Just know this is a manipulation. There are people with brilliant ideas. Trust you me. The moment they share that idea to a friend takes that same idea and it begins to run with it and becomes big. And now, all he's talking now is like, it was my idea. So where would it take you to? That guy, it was my idea. It was your idea, but where are you? Imagine Gideon, there was war, okay? There was war, and this point in time, if you're a weak man, they were saying when they were interviewing you in the military. Oh, are you here, right?
Oh, yes.
They'll say, come here. Yeah, come. They'll look at him like this. Say, No, no, no. You say, you are worth it for the military. They were not using degrees in those days. They were seeing your stamina. You get it? So, when Gideon went on the line, he failed because of his stamina. They said, are you serious? You, send him to the farm. Can you go? So, all those people who were looking weak, they were being sent away to the farm. So, you as soldiers must be fighting. All you weak guys, you must be in the farm. In the realms of the spirit, the man was disqualified because there was a demonic manipulation to make the man get disqualified, yet he qualified. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
The man had a skill of war. He was a war strategist. He was good man in war. He was so much important in the battlefield. Yet the system in the dark world made him disqualified and become irrelevant and become useless. Am I talking to you? And the man was now in the farm. An angel of God followed him in the farm. And he said, Gideon, a mighty man of valor. He said, what are you doing here? The man said, no, I'm the least. And the angel said, in fact, you are the one who's supposed to be in the battlefield. The generals, what they were there in the battlefield. Yet the man who was anointed for that is in the farm. We have people today who are supposed to be far, but there is a demonic system that worked around, and these men and women are useless. And this is why tonight I have come here in the name of Jesus. The Karus, we break it in the name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes, let's go to chapter 10, 10 verse 6.
Folly is set in great dignity, while the rich sit in lowly place.
Now check NIV.
Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones.
Did you hear that? We're getting it. Imagine rich people who are supposed to be rich are the ones who are suffering. Those who are foolish are the ones who are taking positions. A demonic manipulation. It says what? Read again the scripture. 1:3, go read.
Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones.
Uh-huh. Wait, it says what? It says fools are put many, not just little, many high positions. They are foolish people. It says, but the rich people who are supposed to take those positions are suffering. In verse 7, it makes things worse.
I have seen slaves on horseback or princesses go on foot like slaves.
As I'm speaking now, they don't even have a car. Yet in the spirit, they are princes. You're not getting it. As I'm speaking, and there are people who are driving nice cars, Range Rovers, everything. Yet in the spirit, they are in fact fools. Slaves. And somebody who's supposed to be a king is walking. And look at the type of a car they're driving. We don't even know where it is going, whether it's this direction or it's coming from. Say every manipulation against me, I bind it and I cast it out. No, I'm not joking on this matter. I'm telling you, there are so many people I'm seeing right now, they are suffering and they're not supposed to suffer. So what causes this? There is a spirit, there is a power in the demonic world, which is known as the black horse. When this spirit appears, it manipulates systems. It manipulates destinies. It manipulates people. In the book of Revelation 6, verse 6, we want to read this scripture. I want you to see this. Can you read it?
Then I heard what sounded like a voice among four living creatures saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine.
Good. I want you to read again.
Then I heard what sounded like a voice among four living creatures, saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine.
What is this? So God makes an order. But there is something that makes God say this word. There is a famine that has come. Are you here, somebody? But this famine is attacking the grain. But it is not attacking oil and the wine. Why? Now, if you look at it, it's attacking things which the poor, they need. And it is leaving luxury things which only the wealthy can manage. The wine and the oil. But what the poor can manage is under attack. What happened for God to announce this word from his throne to say this has happened now in the realm of the spirit? There is this now that has taken place. What happened? In verse 5, something happened. Can you read it?
When the lamp opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse.
A black what?
Horse. Each rider was holding a pair of a scale in his hands.
Now, give me King James Version. Now, in King James Version, I want to read the end part. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. In other words, there was a man sitting on a black horse. And the man who was sitting on the black horse had scale balances. He is the one who was determining what must happen to this person. You're not getting it. Should this one become rich? Should this one get a promotion? Now there was manipulation on the black horse. I'm talking to somebody here. Somebody say, I command every manipulation around my destiny to be cast out. When we are dealing with spiritual warfare, you must be very careful. You must be very careful. I have seen kings walking on foot, while slaves are riding horses. The Bible says that. Meaning to say there are people who have been manipulated in the realms of the spirit. They are not what they are supposed to be. You are not supposed to be where you are now. I can see the spirit, and the devil has manipulated you, and you are suffering now. But I'm telling you, not under the watch of a prophet. This is ending now. I command in the name of Jesus. Wherever your breakthrough is, I command to locate you now. Say, from the place of Jehovah Jireh. It's a location in the spirit. How can you be walking where slaves are riding horses? And the Bible says you are kings and priests. And the whole king is struggling. You're even thinking now, I don't know what to get this. Listen to me, your money, your project, whatsoever it is, it will come by speed. If your amen is loud, I'm talking to you.
Powerful. Powerful.
Get this. Karush Maraprahia. Do you know there are people who are sick and they're not supposed to be sick? In the realms of the spirit, the demonic powers manipulated their health. The day I realized that something was going on around me, I took a serious step of prayer. And I said, not me. I want you to say the very same word. Say, not me.
Not me.
So what does a black horse represent? To an extent that when heaven saw the black horse moving on earth, God spoke on the throne to say, hey, things will get bad. And God said, the whole day wages. In fact, what the scripture is saying there is, what they were supposed to buy, it went up 10 times. There was a serious inflation. And in the spirit, all what passed by was a black horse. But there was an entity, a spirit of darkness, sitting on that horse. And it is the one that was balancing. Now imagine we have a woman who she's working extra hard, doing this, and her life is not adding up until today. And she thinks, maybe I'm doing things wrong. No, she's working extremely hard. You know me. I don't believe in you just staying in your house and just living there, and so we are praying things will happen. No, our ministry has got entrepreneurs. We have got men and women who are professionals, who work. We have planners, but we are saying there are moments things don't add up. And we know it's beyond our profession. It is beyond our entrepreneurship skills. This is spiritual. There could be a manipulation somewhere. And I'm saying I'm coming against that spirit. Amen. Tonight, if you raise up your right hand, this shall come to pass. You shall come out of the demonic hook. Say in the name of Jesus. Some of you is your children. If I look at your children as a prophet, it's so sad. So sad. There is a demonic spirit of manipulation, which is the black horse. Now, what does the black horse represent? The black horse represents one, demonic manipulation that makes rich become poor. Number one. The meaning of a black horse, it is a spirit that makes the rich look poor. Manipulation. Number two, the black horse represents lack. If you see yourself that no matter how you get money, you end up lacking, something is wrong. Say lack. Number three, which is also similar, scarcity. Things just get scarce. You can't get them. You will look for funders. You will never get them. You apply. I want this project to move. I have got this business. They will tell you one story after another. They say, bring these documents. You bring them. And we want this. It will never happen. Because you are dealing with a manipulation spirit. You apply for jobs. They will never get you. Opportunities, things around you. There's a spirit of lack, manipulation, scarcity. Things just become scarce. You will look, you will do anything. I think let's go to Jeremiah 14. We go to Jeremiah chapter 14. Let's check verse 2 and verse 3.
Judah mourns, and her gates languished. They mourn for the land. They cry for Jerusalem has gone up.
Let's read King James Version.
Judah mourns, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground.
Now, I just want you to see something in there. The Bible says they are black
unto the ground.
Unto the ground. Now, why I'm showing you this is what I want to say to you in verse 3. Now, when the grounds became black, in verse 3, what happened?
And their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the spit and found no water. They turned with their vessels empty.
Imagine.
They were ashamed and confounded and covered their heads.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
When a black spirit attacked the ground of Judah, the whole city, the whole kingdom of Judah, there was no water, no food, and there was only shame covering them. Now, I want us to discover something very spiritual. because I want you to command that dark spirit. I want us to go to Lamentation 5 verse 10.
Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine.
Our skin was what?
Black.
Like what?
Like an oven.
Because
of the terrible famine.
So you see black appearing everywhere where there's a famine, lack, suffering. In the book of Revelation, chapter 6 from verse 5, the Bible speaks of a particular horse that came out with that color. And the moment it came out, there was a voice on the throne to say, this is what's going to happen on earth. People will suffer. There are people right now who are passing through moments they're not supposed to pass through. Are you getting me? There are people who are what? Because in fact, if I look at them, and when I speak sometimes, people think I'm joking. When I say, hey, you're a poor billionaire. Things will change tonight. No, you're not getting me. I said things will change tonight. Things will change. Now, imagine a person praying. Father, I pray for a door. I'm praying for a door. Now, you see why God said to Cyrus in Isaiah 45 from verse 1 to 3? Why did God say, I will go before you? Because there were gates. Go verse 2. What did God say he's going to do for Cyrus? I'll go before thee and make the crooked places. Who is making these places crooked? It's like you can't just get something proper. It has to have twist and turns. A lot of what? Twist and what? Go back to the scripture, Exodus 10 verse 6. Let's read it again. Exodus 10 verse 6.
Yes.
Whoa, I love that. It says what? In NIV, let's read properly in NIV. It says what?
Fools are put in many high positions.
Imagine.
While the rich occupy lawless, low ones.
In verse 7.
I have seen slaves on horseback or princes go on foot like slaves.
What would you think if one day you see the son of a president or a king walking and they try to say, please, can you go to the palace? I'm not interested. And then he's suffering. The only way you're going to use is manipulation. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. So there are people who are supposed to be far, but the devil says, you are not going there. And as I'm speaking, they are suffering. Now, raise up your right hand. Say these words with me. Say in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
As I raise my hand.
As I raise my hand.
I disconnect myself.
I disconnect myself.
From every eye.
From every eye.
Of manipulation.
Of manipulation.
From every hand.
From every hand.
Of manipulation.
Of manipulation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I raise my hand.
As I raise my hand.
I announce deliverance.
I announce deliverance.
In my life.
In my life.
In my ventures.
In my ventures.
In my family.
In my family.
Say deliverance.
Deliverance.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.